Let's talk a little bit about the use of trastuzumab in patients with node-negative disease. One of the most controversial issues is under 1 centimeter. We had a case in our tumor panel discussion of a patient with a 0.8 centimeter node-negative tumor. She actually had an Oncotype DX assay done, which not surprisingly was high. Actually, it was 85. What are your thoughts about these patients?
Yeah. First of all, we do not recommend Oncotype DX testing in patients with HER2-positive breast cancer because it's essentially always going to be high.
I thought it could be intermediate in some patients.
Rare. The majority of them are high because of, you know, the grade 3 capacity of this tumor. So we dissuade that.
And, of course, these are ER-positive tumors, too.
Yeah. And in all of the adjuvant trials that we've talked about, patients had to have tumors that were at least 1 centimeter in size. So there are absolutely no data at this time related to the potential benefit of trastuzumab in patients whose tumors are smaller than 1 centimeter.
I thought the BCRG allowed under 1 centimeter with ER negative.
No, the BCRG allowed, it had to be greater than 1 centimeter. Actually, we looked at their data when we decided to amend 9831. What BCRG allowed is that if the woman was younger than 35, then the tumor could be of any size. But for the ER negative, it had to be greater than 1 centimeter. I'm not aware that they had any patients with tumors smaller than 1 centimeter. And in HERA, I know that for a fact. In HERA, the physicians had to make a decision based on whether they thought the patient needed chemotherapy, but all tumors had to be greater than 1 centimeter.
Right.
Yeah. So what am I doing in clinic? I tell you, there may not be that much of a difference between a 0.8 and a 1 centimeter breast cancer.
How about 0.5?
I tell you, that's when it's getting tough, and I do it patient by patient. I am, however, concerned about a situation I saw recently, a patient with a 0.2, grade 1, which was a very unusual situation. But actually, there may be an issue also with proper HER2 testing at the local site, and we're repeating that, in which the patient was receiving adjuvant trastuzumab. So we're asking for the tumor specimen to be re-reviewed. So what are we doing about this? Well, we are actually looking at our tumor banks right now to see if we can do an analysis of the natural history of patients with small tumors that are HER2 positive, utilizing modern, reputable HER2 testing methodology. This will inform all of us related to whether these women are at enough risk to warrant adjuvant Herceptin.
What about the patients who are between 1 and 2 centimeters and ER positive? They would have gotten it into, I think, the HERA trial and I think the BCRG trial,
right,
but not your trial.
That's right.
How do you approach them clinically?
Yeah, I'm offering these patients trastuzumab right now.
It's getting below 1 centimeter where you're starting to think more about it.
That is right, yes. You know, this is a great drug, but it's helpful if we can better understand the natural history of the disease and then apply the benefit based on the expected disease-free survival for the individual patient.